This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
How are you going during Gather Round? Fatty, you surviving?
Don't worry about me, Jimmy boy. This ain't my first rodeo. But there are some others we should probably worry about. I haven't seen two since we got here.
I'm surprised you're going to let him back over there after last year, Pat, to be brutally honest. But on today's Sunday session, we give away $10,000 with Guernsey Cash.
Oh, you've got to listen to this. This is magnificent. Plus, we revisit some of the highlights from our Gather Round show on Thursday at the District Sky City in Adelaide. Oh, what a massive show that was.
Even bigger than you, Fat.
No, I think I'm bigger than that. It was bigger than Andrew Jarman and Darren put together.
Oh, no.
Bang! We'll get to that next.
Ow! Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good!
Triple M.
Put your hands together for the brand new CEO of the AFL, Andrew Dillon, hey, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks.
Welcome, Bills.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Every time you come on with us, we're at an OB. It's not a natural environment for you.
Yeah, I think you guys got the best job in the world.
So. We think you do.
Yes. Do you love your job? How's the job going at the minute, Dilser? There's four unbeaten sides and five sides that haven't won a game yet.
Well, that's our competitive balance mechanisms, maybe just taking a week or two longer than we would have liked, Bill. But
yes.
Now, look, I'm really enjoying the job. It's an awesome game. And, I mean, you know, you get part of your role is going to watch the footy. So it's awesome.
What about your schedule? Your breakfast, luncheons, dinners, twilight, scones. How many things are you doing in the next 4 years? 4 days, sorry.
4 days, yeah. Plenty of, like, I've got, yeah, breakfast, lunch.
And
all of that. But, you know, the best part will be getting to the footy tonight and then... you know, a few games over the weekend and Sandful playing the VFL in a rep game too down at Glenelg, which I'm really looking forward to.
Right.
So we're 2 years into the Gather Round. Did you see it being this successful? Because you weren't running the show at that stage when it was first mooted, but you were a big part of what the AFL were doing. So when it first came across your desk, did you think it would work as well as it has?
No, I think it'd be fair to say the success last year took us a little bit by surprise. But the best part of it is now... For the, you know, number two, the sequel, it's looking really good. A few new innovations and, yeah, looking forward to a massive week here. Lots of people from interstate helping drive it.
What did you learn from last year's Gather Round? I think they're double headers. There's only one this year.
Yeah, I think what we wanted to do was get another game out to Mount Barker in the regions because that was really successful. Another couple of games at Norwood where there was just such a good atmosphere.
Yep.
But we're working on the double header. If you leave after the first game, a way to transfer your tickets back so that as many people who can get in to watch that Saturday night game can.
Obviously, when the Gather Round was first talked about, it was, you know, Sydney. It was going to go to Sydney, then Adelaide got it.
Geelong.
Geelong has never been mentioned ever.
No one ever thought
about
it.
No one would ever think about doing that.
Got the stadium there now, Dills. We know that.
Is it locked in? Is Adelaide the Gather Round? Are we going to have it for years to come?
Well, we're locked in for, obviously, this year and then 2 years after that. We'll work with the Premier. He's really keen on it. We've sort of been talking about sequels. You know, the sequel this year, I think, will be better than the original. And we've got a feeling that the Premier wants it to be like James Bond and have about 25 of the movies.
He thinks he's James Bond, too.
So we saw, now I love the Scott boys, Dills, as you know, and I heard Chris Scott saying that the only change he would make is that Adelaide play Port Adelaide when this round happens so that they don't get an extra home game each. How would you answer Chris if he was sitting in front of you?
I'd say Chris always liked taking your feedback on board, Chris, but I reckon, you know, for... Anyway, the fixture's very complex. It's hard to put together, but the showdowns are massive events in their own right. I think they'd actually take away from Gather Round, and I think having, you know, Adelaide playing the D's tonight and Port Adelaide playing the Bombers, it's a perfect way to start Gather Round, and I think that's the way we'll continue to go.
Last year we saw Gather Round. Oh, the crowd
happy.
Another home game.
He knows how to please the crowd, as Andrew Dillon.
Do you have a favourite player, Dills?
Oh, it's sort of hard to have a favourite player, but one player who I do like watching is Marcus Bontempelli from the Bulldogs. He's a very good player, and I like watching him.
A favourite team?
Oh, I like all my teams.
Everyone's got a team, Dills.
Mate,
you're in
Adelaide. It's either Port or Adelaide
just
today.
Just say Adelaide. There's a lot of Adelaide people here.
I did used to barrack. Oh, my team in the AFL was Richmond, so maybe Glenelg.
Like that. Going very well. Glenelg premiers last year and started on fire.
So what does this weekend look like for you? How much footy do you get to watch? How much running around are you got to do?
Yeah, a bit of everything, JB. So I'll go to 8 of the 9 AFL games, and I'll go to the VFL game as well. And then looking forward to staying around on Monday and hopefully getting a lunch out in the Barossa somewhere.
Oh, Hindley Street, get down there or something?
Probably not there.
Not like you.
I'll take you down. Me and Bernie will take you down, Dilsa.
Nah, that's okay.
Bill. I'm banned, I think, from Hindley Street.
Get a kebab and there might be something we can do.
It's
a nice
Euros.
Show.
Euros over here.
Euros.
Are you time poor? What have you got? Have you got a bugger off?
I'd tell you probably, yeah.
All right. Please thank Andrew Dillon for joining us.
Thanks,
he's a star doing a magnificent job as head of the AFL.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, you bloody old boring man.
Oh! Now we're doing the Guernsey Cash because it's 10 grand, rabbits.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
This is your life, Jim.
10 grand? What do you hope it does?
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Olivia from Bentley Fat.
Wow. Hello, Olivia.
Hey, boys, how you going?
How are you feeling right now, Liv?
Oh, look, nerves are high, but you just got to give it a shot.
Now, you're a Magpies supporter?
Yes, definitely am.
All right, so back on track on the weekend, you would have been happier?
Definitely. It was good to see the form come back from last year.
Well, that's
so
good.
Fingers crossed it continues.
Nice, and what do you do for a living, Liv?
I'm a teacher, so loving the school holidays at the moment.
Yes, you are. A couple of weeks. I don't think the parents are liking it probably as much as you, but no, we love teachers. Very important part of the fabric of this country, so well done to you. All right, how well do you know your numbers? This is what this is all about. Rabs, the rules.
30 seconds on the clock for you, Olivia. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for a club, so we'll accept either answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, you'll be the second person ever to win $10,000 with Guernsey Cash, and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and their club.
All right, here we go. Liv, you ready?
Yep, ready to rock and roll.
Mark McVeigh, Essendon.
10.
Josh Hunt, Geelong.
8.
Filey Philthorpe, Adelaide.
7.
Brad Green, Melbourne.
18.
Scott Thompson, North Melbourne.
16.
Travis Johnson, Brisbane.
4.
Callum Ward, Western Bulldogs.
8. 14, Brad Hill. 14.
Brad Hill, Hawthorn.
10.
Jake Bowie, Melbourne.
17.
Asava Radigalia, Port Adelaide.
27.
Fat!
No.
We need to wait.
Yeah, we've got to wait.
We've got to wait
because Callum Ward.
I know which one I got wrong. 14.
Callum Ward. Oh. She did say 8 first, so we've got to go to the judges.
We're going to the judges. I'm looking through the glass. I'm seeing some concerned faces.
Yeah, there's a lot of feverishly running around here. Jesus. Onions having a mare. So we might go to a song and get the judges because you
definitely
did.
Definitely in on time.
Yes.
It's a matter of whether the 14 came out, I think.
Mm.
All right.
It did come out. Come on, boys.
We'll have to go to the tape. We'll come back with Liv from Bentley
to see
if she's won 10 grand.
This is a long song
Guernsey
for you,
Cash.
Liv.
It's a long song for us too, to be fair, JB.
I can feel you guys being generous. Come on. I can see it from here.
This is where we're at. Did Olivia get 8 and then correct it to 14 in time? Because if that's the case, we need an adjudication.
Mm-hmm.
We want to play it.
How are you feeling, Liv?
Liv?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, we don't know. We know you're there. How are you feeling?
I don't know what to say. I'm nervous, but hopefully Billy's feeling generous today.
Liv, did you get 14 out?
Yes.
Are you 100% confident?
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
We need to have a listen.
We'll have a listen.
Callum Ward, Western Bulldogs.
8. 14.
Brad Hill.
Now, Did say 8, but she did say 14 in the time, Jim. I've been through the T's and C's.
Right.
Now, the T's and C's state that you have to, we take a first number, but we didn't read it out to her before we went to, we explained it before.
Your first answer.
Yeah, first answer, exactly. So.
Fat.
Big discussion.
Olivia from Bentley's on the line. Are we giving her 10 grand or are we finding a prize pack?
We've made a executive decision. Jim.
What are we doing?
Jim and Rabs and Billy and Zoe and Jay. Congratulations, 10 grand!
Thank you so much.
Livo! $1,000, Liv.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I am I'm so excited. Thank you.
Liv, 10 grand.
Thank you so much. You don't know what that means right now. Oh, my God. My heart is skipping a beat.
That is ridiculous.
We had to do it. You were fantastic. Like, there's some hard numbers there. Really, really hard. You knew them all. You might have got the 8 out first, but and then you did say 14, and that might be our fault that we've got to have a look at. I'll have a chat to you boys after the show.
You'll have a chat to us.
I will, but that is fantastic. Olivia from Bentley, well done.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. You've made my day. You've made my holidays. You've made my year.
We might just have to just quietly get ourselves.
Another dot point on the T's and C's, Rabsy, will be from now.
Well done, Olivia. That is brilliant.
Expect some real unique names coming up for the next few weeks on Guernsey Cash.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, we don't want to make it all about us.
No, Jim, we don't, but...
we're going to.
Yes, we're back at the District. A loud round of applause. Watch every game live and free this footy season at the District. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for... What are we doing, Jazz?
We're doing the last man, woman standing quiz.
Oh, you just put woman in there, did you?
Yeah, and the ladies, because they are very intelligent as
We've got a lot of questions here. We've got people ready to go.
Oh, they're lining up, Bill.
And if they answer, they stay on?
Yes, if they don't, they're gone.
Fair enough, too.
All right, now I'll do the odd questions, you do the even questions.
You're odd, go.
Okay. What's the prize?
$200.
Good question.
What is it, Billy?
Thirsty camel again, is it?
$200 Netherlands store.
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Netherlands store, you idiot. They're great sponsor. Is that right, Zoe?
Maybe Netherlands.
Zoe, is it?
Yes,
Emily, Zoe. Is that right? Okay, let's go. First up, what's your name?
Lachlan.
Correct.
Lachlan. All right. Question number one. Who's the only player to have won the best and fairest for the both Adelaide and Melbourne football clubs?
Bernie.
Bernie who?
Bernie Vince.
Evan. Well done, son. Bernie Vaughan. Number two. Bernie Stay Vaughan. In the game. Let's go.
Which Sandsville club is reportedly pursuing a 20th
reportably.
AFL...
Probably.
Pursuing a 20th AFL licence?
Norwood.
Oh, that's two for two, William.
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be good, Rabsy. Nice sound effects there. Thank you.
Rabs.
In what year did Crows player Mark Ricciuto win the Brownlow Medal in a three-way tie? What year?
2003.
Oh, this is good. What's he's sharp.
What's his name again? Anakas, what's your name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan, that's right. I knew Lachlan, you idiot. Here, well, this one I'll get him.
Number four, Bill.
Yeah, oh, shut up. I know. How do you spell... your premier's name?
Come on, fat.
Malinaskis.
P-E-T-E-R.
How do you spell his name, Lachlan?
P-E-T-E-R.
Yeah, oh, you idiot.
Yeah, that's true. That's correct.
All right. How do you spell Malinaskis?
M-A-L-I-N-A-U-S-K-S.
Oh, no. Close. Oh,
yeah, bad luck, Lockie. Hey, we got a T-shirt. A James Brayshaw T-shirt.
Brayshaw.
Hang on, we're going with this question still. The same one.
Yeah,
might get rid of a few. How do you spell your premier's name? Peter Malinauskas.
M-A-L-I-N-A-U-S-K-A-S.
Yes! Well done. Ask him his name, I didn't.
This seems to be going well, Billy. Number five, only two Australians have been dismissed on 99 twice in Test cricket. Name one of them.
Blue?
Greg Blewett?
Yep.
Correct, mate.
Oh. Simon Cadditch.
Who's the other one, Jazz?
Simon Cadditch.
Cadman.
Cadditch.
What's your name again?
Cadditch.
Matt. Matt, right.
Hello, Matt. I'm Bill. How are you going, Matt?
Yeah, well, thanks.
I'm Bill.
Who are you with? Who are you with here today?
With a few mates and their fiancé as well.
Right, nice. Oh. Question six, William.
How many goals did Darren Jarman, the better Jarman, kick in the 1997 and 1998 grand finals combined, Matt?
Four.
No. Matt, he kicked more than that.
Next. Next.
This one's a record at the Gabba for an individual player to kick this many.
Oh, no.
Darren Jarman kicked how many goals in 97 and 98 grand finals?
11.
11!
Geelong great Billy Brown has played two AFL games in Adelaide. How many of them did he win?
None.
Yeah!
You were terrible in Adelaide.
You passed out, mate. You're petrified.
You lined up for Adelaide to run onto the ground one day.
Oh, we did. Malcolm Blight made us do that.
That was nice.
That went well.
Jim. Jim, I had 35 that day.
Shut up. Who was the last player to win a McGarry medal at two different Sandful clubs?
Andrew Jarman.
I can't believe it, but you're right. Oh, Fat. How did Fat win two
only because one gave him the arse.
Number nine. What is the most goals James Brayshaw kicked in a game playing for the Claremont Reserves Football Club?
It's hard
against
to believe.
West Perth.
Hard nine. To believe.
Nine.
Just.
That's correct.
Ding.
Bang.
Jeez.
He's doing it.
He's on fire. Is Leroy doing the ding?
Yeah, he is.
And he get a bit quicker, Leroy,
Jimmy,
back there in Melbourne.
Jimmy, what position? Hang on. What position did you play, Jimmy?
Full forward that day. Centre half back the rest of the year.
Shut up.
He was outside player.
Number 10,
you.
William.
How many questions? You had enough yet? Or we keep going?
No, number 10. Good. Come on.
Come on, Matt. You ready? Which
how
sport?
How many Maddies we
it's
had?
Not Matt.
It's not Matt.
We're just going with Matt.
He's calling the Maddie.
What sport would Triple S Chris Dittmar world champion? And now he does this to people when he sits on them.
Squash.
Yay! Who defeated Kane Corns in last night's Gather Round Fight Night?
Nathan Brown.
Oh, and this is the last one. Last one for Matty Boy. You ready, Matty Boy?
William, what's the prize,
what's
William?
His name?
Matt, $200 Netherland voucher. Rabsy, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you, Rabsy.
What's his actual name, Fat?
What's your name?
Luke.
Luke.
He asked him off mic.
Honestly, you come here and you milk the guts out of our local clubs, $5,000 cash, and you talk rubbish.
The Bernie Vine Vince Oval is located in which South Australian town? Country town.
Oh,
Stansbury.
Oh, yeah!
Belcher. Well done. Don't move. I'll look after you, Matty. Come over here.
Matty.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, I've got, I need a spell.
Yeah, I think
mentally
you do.
Zapped.
Do you? Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mentally. I've got no more brain left.
We're joined by one of the biggest stars in South Australia, Tex Walker.
So they've had multiple shots here. Adelaide missed pretty much all of them.
Not a bad pocket to kick it for his time.
Get hard at the left post.
Let's have a look at Texan. Kick on the way.
Oh, he's kicked it.
He is right. Wow.
He's Texan and we love him.
Texan!
What's that, Brad?
Always gets his special intro, our man, the Texan. Been our boy for a long, long time, Tex. Good to have you in the studio, even if it's in Adelaide.
It's always good to talk to you boys. That was a good bit of intro there, Bill. Was that your
doing? That was me. I just put that together. He's Texan and we love him, or whatever it was. Hey,
how did you get to Adelaide yesterday?
I got on a bus.
And then?
8 hours on a bus and just got here with a minute to go. So I was very tired. I was all over the shop yesterday.
What was the
Texan.
Bus really quick, was it?
No, about 8 hour drive it is, yeah.
Did you get stuck at all?
No, I might have dropped off at Border Town and got a chopper. But
did you?
Get me to the chopper.
And a very low-flying chopper too, Tex, because of his fat guts. Now, speaking of Bernard.
I did see a lopsided chopper fly over my house about, 4 o'clock yesterday.
Actually, I did see you, or saw you in the backyard.
45-degree angle blade. Now, Texan, I want to get back to Bernard, because it got back to us Saturday rub style, that you and he had gone out for dinner last week, and then when the bill came, he just disappeared to the toilet.
Yeah, I just happened to have a toilet break right at the end of dinner, and he said, mate, can you go and just ask for the brownless?
The Bill.
The Bill.
Oh, nice, Tex. I like it, Tex.
And he took his time in the toilet and made me fix it up. But lucky I love Burn. I'm happy to buy him a steak down there at Gaucho's. You been there for a fair, Bill?
Oh, we might go Thursday night. What are you doing?
We'll hopefully win in a game of footy.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, you won't be there. Hey, are you okay? Because I look across here and have you got a cold sore?
No, it's not a cold sore. A couple of knocks at training. We had to wear the mouth guards this week.
Oh.
Get real serious, Bill.
Oh, the mouth guards. Remember that? The good old days in the case, Aiden. You're not, no training this week. Bring your bloody mouth guards.
No training, bring your mouth guards. How does that work?
Well, no footy training because you just had that one-on-one on one stuff. Malcolm Blight would kick it 60 metres. And you two of you had to run and chase and get it back to him and handball it back to him and fight the whole time. Oh, he was mad.
How is the body, Tex? 76 goals last year at age 33. A magnificent season for you. How is your body feeling now?
Yeah, no, it's good, JB. I had a bit of a sore back a couple of weeks ago, which I missed round one with, but on the other side of the fence now, which the body's feeling really good and healthy, and I'm looking forward to getting a kick because I didn't get one last week.
I see that. The old Shaggers. Al Shaggers.
I wish, Bill. I wish.
And the midfield, they're going to fire up. If they went into an ice cream shop, what would they order?
I have a listener. Who? My boys?
Your midfield.
An ice cream shop.
Yeah, what would they order?
Oh, Crouchy would probably order a few.
What colour would it be? Chocolate or
flavour?
Flavour, vanilla. Yeah, more than the colour. Yeah,
vanilla. Kingy.
I don't know where he's at.
He's a buffhead. Vanilla.
Vanilla. Hey, Rochelle was on last night. I've never met the man or the young fella.
Mm.
He's sitting there going, "Who's that bloke?"
Oh.
Looking at him.
Yeah.
And he's a lovely bloke. He's 20. He's 21st birthday this Saturday.
Yeah, he's a ripping kid.
He's a good
really
kid.
Really good kid, yeah.
But just looks so young, Tex.
So is that, what's your point, Bill?
Well, I'm just saying how old. Young they are. No, how young the players look.
He's looking at me thinking, shit, you look old.
No, you're still going all right. You're going beautifully. But a good kid. And did you see Isaac Rankin last night sing in front of 5,000 people, sang, and he was that nervous. You should have seen him before the show.
Well, it's a good story. He came to me last week, and he had the shakes on, and he had the croaky voice. I said, what's wrong?
Mm.
He goes, mate, I've got to sing next week before Delta Goodrum.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, where? Like, he goes, oh, this footy show thing.
Yeah.
But I want to practice in front of, like, all the players and coaches. I said, mate, let's do it. Yeah. So we got a snippet of the song last week. He sang to us in a team meeting, and we were all blown away. Oh. We didn't even know he played guitar.
No, mate.
And then to go up last night and do what he did, I was like, he's a champion. I love Ranks.
Your Ranks.
Beautiful, beautiful.
In front of 5,000 people, went out on the stage on his own. And a bit of country and western, wasn't it?
It was the Fray, Bill, the Men on Country and Western.
Country and Western.
Well, he sang it in a country and western theme. Yeah, style, thank you.
How much sleep have you had, Fat?
Oh, you don't make mistakes in there.
How much sleep?
It was fantastic, so well done. And the crowd loved it. They went berserk. So after it, he was bouncing around. He loved it. He was very happy with himself.
He was very nervous, but I saw after a big grin on his face. And good on him.
Tex Walker on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
He's texting and we love him. Tex!
Oh, look at him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Have you ever thought of those who don't get a car park underneath, like old Fat?
No.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Of all the jokes Billy Brownless told this week,
this better be good.
This was certainly one of them.
All right, have you got something funny?
On Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, this is Billy's joke.
By the way, thank you all so much for coming along. We've had an absolute ball.
The district,
superb. The district. Footy fans in South Australia, magnificent. Everyone who's come from interstate, superb. All the staff that have helped us put this together, thank you so much, Andrea, and all the technical staff, Zoe and the production staff. Thank you, Emily. All right, so, jokes. Fat, you first?
Yes, here we go.
It's a joke-off.
It's a joke-off, so get ready for plenty of applause.
All right, applause or meter.
Or laughter, probably.
Laughter or applause.
All right, here we go.
An old man woke his wife early in the morning.
Yes.
He said, Nancy, I've witnessed a miracle. Last night when I got up to go to the bathroom, God turned on the light for me, and when I'd finished, he turned the light off. His wife said, "Oh no, Jars, you've been pissing in the fridge again." Again,
not
Jazz.
Boo!
Better than the curtain, Jazz.
You know about that, Ben.
I think there's some enjoyment out there for that one.
Yes.
What do we like?
Boo!
All right,
Jazz had already started his joke.
He was halfway through, Jim.
You saw applause before.
Oh, no, we'll get some.
All right, here we go, family. What does a grape say when it's squashed? Nothing. Nothing at all. It just lets out a little bit of wine. Yo, beauty!
Wow.
Jim, I can't have that.
No, there's open booing.
Yeah, throwing stuff.
Open booing.
No.
Stop throwing stuff. They're not happy upstairs.
They want to neck him.
Family, I need you.
They're not happy.
Can we ask who won, Jim?
All right, so...
Here we go.
Are we a fan of... Fats joke?
Yeah!
Or Jazz's joke? I think we got a comprehensive winner.
Not only was it a shit joke, he butchered it. He didn't say it right.
Another premiership to me, Jim.
Jazz, do you tell jokes every show?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
No, good.
We're a little bit more articulate
And please don't start doing it.
All right, we've had a lot of fun. Thank you to everyone for coming along. Good luck with your team, wherever they play on the weekend.
See you, Jazz.
And what are you doing, Fat, from here?
I'm going to go 8 metres to that bar and have a nice Carlton draft.
Are you?
Jazz, try it again. Try it again. You read it wrong.
Yeah. Go again.
See ya.
Oh, no, there it is, Leroy.
Ding, bang, bang, bong, bang. You are the king of Geelong. Jazz is shit.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You must produce better radio.
And even though they're going, you can still take them with you wherever you go. Download the Listener app and add JB and Billy to your favourites.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.